As anyone familiar with Oklahoma history will tell you, there's always been something somewhat off-kilter about our state politics. In recent years, however, our political oddness has developed into a full-blown absurdity, thanks to some very enterprising legislators. Now, I won't name the main offenders, but I think most of you can guess who they are. These legislators, inebriated with their own power, now introduce bills that are at best legislative drunk dials, nonsensical and easily regretted. These bills range from the inconceivable, such as measures to outlaw marriage and ban AP U.S. history classes, to downright weird, like the 2012 bill designed to prohibit the use of human fetuses in food. While many of these illogical measures have yet to become law, they have become international news, showcasing Oklahoma's most excruciating moments and overshadowing its many accomplishments. Sadly, not only do these stories make great fodder for political blogs and comedy shows, they also result in a negative economic impact as they discourage the creative new businesses and young professionals we need to move our state forward. As Oklahoma faces both a continual public relations disaster and a whopping $611 million budgetary shortfall, we must look at all of our options to cut our costs while growing revenue. With this in mind, I have a modest proposal. Let's make legislators pay for ridiculous, costly, or potentially illegal bills. Now, I know some of you are thinking I'm proposing a stupid tax, but I would argue this is a much-needed incentive for lawmakers to excel at their jobs. To put this in real-world terms, if you or I were to behave as professionally reckless as our state senators and representatives, we would be quickly fired and maybe even sued. Why should our legislators, our employees, be treated any differently? Some of our most enterprising lawmakers exploit our state resources for their legislative experiments. But if we were to recoup a small amount of these expenditures, we could fund other parts of the government, such as education, roads, or even economic development. Let's face it, legislation can be costly. Whether a bill succeeds or fails, the state must pay for staff, office supplies, and even printing. And among the measures that pass each year, a healthy fraction face costly legal battles due to silly things like federal law and the Constitution. We aren't just paying the state's legal fees, however, but in some cases, we also foot the bill for the plaintiff's attorneys and fees. These expenses can add up, with price tags for some of our more active leaders exceeding $1 million. However, if lawmakers agree to pay for their own office, staff, and legal costs just for failed bills, we could direct those funds to filling Oklahoma's great big budgetary hole. And perhaps, confronted with a second or third mortgage, our worst offenders might even be more careful about the bills they write. It's a win-win for voters. Now, some could argue that penalizing our legislators would encumber creativity. That's just not true. I'm all for innovation at the Capitol, but I would much rather we try to stop fixing problems that don't exist while ignoring the ones that matter. Will Rogers once said, "There's no trick to being a humorist when you have the entire government working for you." 80 years later, the government is still providing the laughs, but at a much higher cost to its taxpayers.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
For Gen X, I'm Jennifer Dennis Smith.
Long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today...